Good governance matters because boards need to demonstrate and assure themselves that they are putting quality at the heart of everything that they do. The best boards know how much quality matters to patients, public, and their staff. They recognise that patients choose services and providers will compete on that basis. They understand how patients need healthcare services that are clinically and financially sustainable now and in the future. Good governance looks at all of those things, keeps quality at its heart, and ensures that the organisation is delivering what local people want. Historically, of those trusts who have failed or been deferred during the authorisation process, about 50% of them have done so due to governance concerns, namely the capability or capacity of their board. Boards have made huge efforts to engage in a wide range of training and development. And in a sense, that's become an issue in itself, in that there is a huge variation in the quality and the cost of that board development. And what the assurance framework is trying to do is to standardise that, be very clear on what the content is, and be very explicit on the cost of undertaking this piece of work. The assurance framework comprises primarily of a board governance memorandum. This is a combination of self-certification and self-assessment by a board, and then that being independently verified by an external supplier. The board governance memorandum will be used by aspirant foundation trusts prior to their submission to the Department of Health. It will give them an opportunity to assess themselves and to have that verified by an external supplier. In support of that memorandum, there are three development modules looking at organisational strategy and values, quality and finance, each of which mirror many of the monitor processes. The assurance framework will become mandatory from January 2012, and so all organisations who have yet to submit to the Department of Health will have to undertake the assurance framework. We'll know that the assurance framework has been a success because we will see less organisations being deferred due to governance reasons. We will be confident that they have looked in a systematic way at both their capability and capacity as a board and are very clear about their own development moving forward. And because we know that part of the questions that we look at are the impact of the board and how that has had a direct impact upon patient quality, patient experience, nature and range of services, I think we can be assured that we will see boards who are absolutely focused and concentrating on patient experience.